Hey guys, my name's Crystal Kenny, and I'm in love with creating. All things artistic and imagination involved. I'm an American girl who chased her creative dreams all the way to Paris, France, making a living using photography. This podcast takes you inside the stories of all the artsy folks I've met along the way and gives you that extra push to discover your creative gifts. The desire to create is deeply inside each and every one of us, and I give you the tools and inspiration to find a new way of living a more creative life. This is La Vie Creative, the podcast.
Today on the show, I interview Manon Pierjean. Manon is a local Frenchie born and raised in Montmartre, the place of my own heart. And she founded, with her co-founder, Lost in Frenchlation. It's basically opening up the world of French cinema to an international community. They're screening French films with English subtitles. We chat more about what helped her find the idea and how it's going today. So welcome to the show, Manon. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good. And you?
It's great to finally chat with you today. I know that you've been running this program for quite some time, Lost in Frenchlation. It's such a great idea. We'll talk more about that later in the show, but I want to talk a little bit about your story. You're originally from France. Tell us about where you're from and what inspired you to start this great organization.
Yes, so I was born and raised in Paris, in Montmartre, and I've always been a French film enthusiast. I think it was from my parents because they both work in the industry. And I wanted to be an editor at the beginning, so my studies were based on editing. And I studied cinema and English literature and civilization.
Oh, wow.
And I did a study abroad program after my degree in Berlin. I was taking classes in English at the GFK Institute. I didn't speak a word of German. And I met the co-founder of Lost in Frenchlation there, Matt, who is Australian. And he didn't speak a word of French and German either. And we went to see a German film in a theater in Berlin with English subtitles. And we thought that was a really cool way to get immersed in a German culture, even if we didn't speak the language.
Yeah, for sure.
And we finished our studies there, came back to Paris together. And when we arrived, I tried to take him to see French films at the cinema with English subtitles. And I realized that this didn't exist in Paris at all. And yeah, we did a lot of research and we thought that's a real shame because French cinema is such a huge part of French culture. You know, it's the country where cinema was born. It's the country in Europe where people go the most to the movies, where most money is invested in the industry. And it's really, really part of the culture here to go to the movies. It's not just entertainment. It's a cultural thing. And so we thought we should do something about it.
Wow.
So we started this film club originally at Studio 28, a small theater in Montmartre, where one of the scenes from Amélie was actually shot.
Yeah.
So we started with Amélie in 2015. And it was a great success. We had a lot of people coming. We thought they all saw the film, but they came. But then we realized that what they wanted to see was recently released French films, the films that Parisians are seeing as well. So we started to program recently released films every month there. We started to get the word out. There was a great word of mouth. And little by little, we started to work with other theaters in Paris and to run weekly screenings. So today we work with L'Entrepôt in Montparnasse, L'Arlequin in Saint-Germain-des-Prés, Club de l'Étoile en Champs-Élysées, and Luminor Hôtel de Ville in Le Marais. where we have a screening tonight. And the format is always with drinks before the film so that everyone can get to meet each other. We've got about 55 different nationalities of people coming, from like expats to international students, tourists, also French people who come here to, you know, make international friends and practice their English because they're not so great at English most of the time.
It's getting better. Yeah. I mean, I love that it's not just movies. You're bringing people together to hang out, to socialize, and around the theater. I mean, what a fantastic idea. And you said it's been around since 2015 now. So how has it grown? Like, have you seen like a lot more people coming? Now you're doing multiple theaters. I mean, it's really great.
Well, now we're trying to do more and more things around the films. So it could be anything from a wine tasting, if the film talks about wine, a dance show, if it's about dance, concerts, Q&As with film crews. Every two events, approximately, we have the directors or the actors who come to speak with the audience about their film. And we also started to export the film club to other cities in France. So now we have a partnership with a theater in Biarritz, in Nice, Lyon, and Caen.
Wow, you guys really have expanded. And why do you think that this didn't exist before? Like you said, like there was no French films in the theater with English subtitles. Did you ever ask that? Like, why?
Well, I think because firstly, it's complicated. It was complicated at the beginning to get the copies with English subtitles because you need to find them from the international sales agent. And usually it's copy reserved for festivals and not for normal distribution in Paris. And secondly, I think no one really wanted to take the time to build this database of English-speaking French movie enthusiasts. So, yeah, a lot of people at the beginning tried to tell us not to do it, that there wasn't a market for it, that English speakers didn't really care about French cinema. But yeah, I think we proved them wrong now.
Wow, what a good feeling. And so you said it's a little complicated to get your hands on these English subtitles. So how did you work around that? Do you have like a direct contact now, or how does it work?
Well, at the beginning, I didn't have any contacts in the industry. But now distributors are starting to know us, and they know that it's good for the film to get a word of mouth within the English-speaking community, and they're reserving copies with English subtitles for our screenings. It's just about getting the right contacts and then gaining that trust, I guess.
Yeah, and proving that you're really doing it so they're not like wasting their time. Like, they want to make sure it's really worthwhile for them to hand over the material to you.
Yeah, exactly. But for them, it's just a one-off. You know, we just screened the movies once. So I understand that sometimes they tell me, oh, no, we don't have the English subtitles and we don't have time to look for the copy. You know, we have other things to deal with. Yeah. I get it. And we don't work with all the distributors, but most of them.
And so what movies are the most popular? I mean, you're running a lot of movies now. So what have been some of the most popular turnouts for French cinema?
At the beginning, the most popular one we had was Divine, and we had to run three screenings of the film so that everyone could see it, because usually we stick to just one screening. And on the third screening, the director reached out to me and she said, okay, now I'll come this time. And I think it was the first director that we welcomed. Eiffel was also a huge success.
we had to run
two screenings of this one. I think films which represent French culture in general are attracting more people.
Yeah, and it sounds like you know your French cinema really well. So what would you say is some of the main differences between French cinema and American cinema, for example?
I'd say French cinema is a bit more realistic. We have less happy endings. I think we earned the term French endings in the cinema world. And I'd say there's more independent art house cinema in France, I think, because there's more freedom given to the director as opposed to the producer. In the US, there's the studio system, which gives a lot of power to the producer, and they have the last word on the script, for example. But in France, the director is like the king of the film. So yeah, a lot of freedom of expression and yeah, more realistic. I think that also comes from the French New Wave. But it tries to reproduce reality at the best they can.
Yeah, definitely. I know what you're saying about like a lot of sad endings. Like it's like, oh, this is reality. Like they all
know. Yeah. They're very good at dramas.
Yeah, really good at drama. And so going back to what you were talking about, how like the director is king in France, it's a little easier to like make films here too, right? Because I find that like all, especially living in Montmartre, you know, too, we see people making movies all the time here. And sometimes I'm watching them do it. I'm like, oh, no one's ever going to see that. Like, how small is this film? Like, so for example, if, like, say I just wanted to make a movie. Like, how difficult is that? Do you get funding from the government? Can people just like start their own thing? Like, it seems like they're constantly making movies there.
Yeah, well, there is a lot of help from CNC, Le Centre National du Cinéma, because we have this great system in France with this tax called TSA, which means that when you buy a ticket as a spectator, you know that part of this money you put in your ticket goes to CNC to fund other films. So it's a kind of virtual circle, which a lot of countries in the world are jealous of. But it's really selective. So you have to go through a lot of processes to fund your film. I made a film with some friends during the pandemic, and we had to do crowdfunding through Kiss Kiss Bank Bank. And we didn't get any help from anyone.
Very cool. I had no idea that every time we buy a movie ticket, we're funding another movie. That's such a great system. I love that. I didn't know that at all. And I know that they also protect like the actors and things here. Like if you work so many hours every year, you get like a full salary for the year. Is that how it works?
Yeah, we have the intermittent system, which is great for all the artists, not only in the cinema industry. But when you work a certain number of hours, you, how do you say, cotisé. Basically, it gives you the right to then get money every month when you're not working, because the government knows that it's a very special job where you could be working for several weeks and then not working at all for several months. So it's a system which protects the artists.
I love that. It's such a great thing about living in France where the arts are so much more respected, especially coming from the States. And I want to talk a little bit about the name Lost in Frenchlation. Talk about how you came up with that name.
It was actually a friend of mine who came up with it. We were brainstorming. I remember sitting at a cafe chez Francis in Montmartre. And I wanted to call it FMC or French Movie Club, something not very original. And we were talking about the film by Sofia Coppola, Lost in Translation, and this feeling of being lost in a city when you don't speak the language. And a lot of expats experience this when they first arrive in Paris and they don't speak French. And yeah, that's how she came up with it. She wanted to call it Lost in Translation, and then it became Lost in Frenchlation.
I like that. It is a great name. It sticks in your mind. I think it stands out.
Yeah, it's a bit long.
Yeah,
French people are not able to pronounce it right. Every French people I talk with say it's Lost in Translation, but it's fine.
Yeah, whatever, as long as they're sticking around.
Yeah.
And so when you reach out to these directors and actors and have these little get-togethers, do you find people to be pretty into the project, that they want to participate when it comes to having these extra little elements?
Yeah, I think the film crews are really interested to get the input of the international audience, because they do so many Q&As with the French audience when the film gets released. Sometimes 100 debates. So when I reach out to them and say, would you like to, speak in English and talk with people from different nationalities, they're usually pretty enthusiastic about it, because they're not going to get the same kind of questions, and the debates are usually really interesting about French society, the French culture. So yeah, I think that's why they say yes. I'm very happy about it.
Yeah, I'm sure it's nice to get the international exposure, like you were saying, and it's something really different for everybody involved. And it's such a great idea. I'm just still in shock that it didn't really exist before. And what you were saying about getting your hands on the English translation. So for example, if you had a movie that you really liked and you wanted to get the English translation, you couldn't just do it yourself. You have to get these special translations.
No, usually when a film is released in France, it always has a copy with English subtitles, which is made by the producer, because it's going to be selected in festivals abroad, etc. So it's very rare that a French film doesn't have English subtitles. The tricky part is finding the copy. Sometimes it's abroad, then it's your... ship it to Paris, especially for the screening, because it's most of the time physical copies. We still deal with DCPs, which is digital cinema package, on a hard drive in a big box. So this is the copy we need to get. But more and more people are starting to send a dematerialized copy, dematerialisé.
Yeah.
But it's the files are very heavy, and it costs a lot of money to send them through online. Actually, more money than through the post.
Oh wow, that's crazy! I had no idea it was so expensive to ship a movie. Internet. And in your opinion, how has cinema changed over the years? How is French cinema evolving, and what are some of the trends you're seeing?
Interesting question. I think there's more and more films having political topics about, society issues, feminism, gender. I'm seeing a lot of French films with these themes, which is very interesting for us to have debates on. Because I love seeing the reactions of the audience regarding these films. For example, when we had the debate about the film Les Rascals a couple of weeks ago, which was about racism in France in the 80s, a lot of the audience was very thankful after the debate, because they said, oh, now I can understand what was racism in France at the time, and it helps me to see some of today's issues with a different light. Yeah. Or when we had the debate about Saint-Omer, it was also really interesting. It's about a real story of a woman who killed her baby in Saint-Omer in France. And what was at stake in this film was really interesting. The debate was very animated, because some of the audience thought she's crazy, she should be in jail. And another girl in the audience said, no, she should get some help. Anyway, a lot of debates about, society issues.
Yeah, it's good to have these talks and bring people around these issues, you know, and in a fun way, like watching a movie. Who doesn't want to watch a movie?
I mean, we also show comedies. Depressing dramas and thrillers. And yeah, but it's hard to get good French comedies. There's going to be a good one released soon with Danny Boone, you know, the guy who did Welcome to the
Yeah. Yeah, I saw him filming actually in Montmartre when I first moved here, like in 2012.
Oh, really?
Like outside the Metro Abbesse. And like all these people were coming up asking for autographs and giving him bottles of wine. And I was like, who is this guy? I had no idea because I just
moved. Oh, yeah, he's a big deal in France now.
Yeah, definitely. There's a bunch of like famous actors and still artists that live in Montmartre today, as I'm sure you know, being born and raised here. How lucky are you? I love this area.
Oh, yeah.
And what's been the most rewarding part of running Lost in Frenchlation? What's your favorite part?
I think just talking with the audience after the film and, you know, hearing them saying thank you, because without you, I wouldn't have been able to see this film, to meet this filmmaker. And some people come to our events and it's the first French film that they have seen on a big screen.
Wow.
Ever. So that is extremely rewarding to see that, you know, what you're doing is, has a meaning, and it helps people having a great experience in Paris, make friends. I even have people who met during our events and who are in a relationship now. So they come to Valentine's Day.
Sweet.
Yeah, seeing multicultural couples coming is really nice, because when I started it, I was with Matt, the Australian guy, and I started this film club a little bit out of love, you know, just to share my passion with him. And so when I have couples who come and tell me, oh, we're always fighting about whether we should go and see a French film, but I'm not going to understand anything, or an American film. Now we have both. It's great.
Yeah, it's bringing people together in a lot of different ways. And I mean, the cinema is such a beautiful place to do that.
Yeah.
And why do you think artists are attracted to Paris?
Well, Paris is the world capital of cinema. There's no other city in the world where you have such a diverse offer of films. And yeah, same for France. France is the home country of cinema, and for artists, I mean, the culture is so amazing here. I think it's one of the main reasons why people come to France.
And so cinema was invented. I mean, I know photography was, and then cinema came after. Is this where they started?
Yes, cinema was invented in 1895 by the Lumière brothers in Lyon. But they were inspired by the kinetoscope from Thomas Edison. But that's why some Americans argue that the Americans created cinema, but... Actually, it's not entirely wrong, but it's not entirely true, because kinetoscope could only be used by one viewer. And the Lumière brothers, when they invented the cinematograph, it was meant to both film and project the images to a large audience. Mm-hmm. And this is what cinema is about, both recording and seeing the images together on a big screen. So this is why we consider them to be the inventors of cinema.
Yeah, it's a group experience. And why did they come up with that name? Why cinematography?
Le cinématographe, it means movement, kino.
I had no idea. I'm learning so much right now. And in your own words, how would you define creativity?
For me, I think creativity is curiosity. Curiosity for things, for other people, new ways of thinking. It's finding inspiration in other people's work, but also trying to think outside the box. But it's hard to say whether you can be creative or not as an entrepreneur, because you know, I'm not an artist. You work a lot, so you have very little time to stop doing anything and let ideas come to you, mm-hmm. as opposed to an artist, I suppose. So I'd say it's a kind of balance between working hard and finding time to let your mind explore new ideas. And I'm trying to work on that aspect as I grow older.
I think we all are, like, just finding time to rest and do nothing so that you can be creative.
Yeah.
It's not easy as we get older.
Yeah.
And what are you most excited about for Lost in Frenchlation? Like, what are you hoping for in the future?
Well, I'm hoping that we'll get more cities joining. I'm very excited to see where in France it's going to take me. I'm also looking forward to welcoming more directors to our events. And possibly what I'd love to do is to film these Q&As and to broadcast them live in other cities so more people can enjoy it.
I love that idea.
Yeah, it's possible with a company I work for at the moment, because Lost in Frenchlation is my side job. Mm-hmm. But basically to be able to interact with audiences where the film crews are. There's like a chat system where they could ask their questions to the film crew in Paris, but being in another city. So yeah, I'd love to try and do that, but it costs a lot of money to film debates and to set it up.
Yeah, we'll have to keep growing Lost in Frenchlation for that. But what a great idea. And where can people come and see the shows or find out what's on? Is it every week? Like, how do we find out more information?
Well, we're on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. We're just not on Twitter because I think I'm and TikTok. I think I'm too old for this. but we have a newsletter which you can subscribe to, and every Monday you will receive the film we're showing on the weekend, and we have one or two events per week. So yeah,
very cool. So there's always something going on, and I'll share all that in the show notes, guys, so make sure you open the show notes and check it out so you can connect and learn more about the movies. And thanks so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you, Crystal. It was a pleasure.
Thanks so much for tuning in to La Vie Creative. You can find more information on missparisphoto.com. And if you enjoyed this show, please feel free to share and spread the word for all my creative guests. We have the power to help them to keep doing what they love. See you next time.